Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. We are in a series, The Gift of the Holy Spirit. Our message today is Jude, Part 2. This message will be delivered by Stephen Craig. I am Dr. Mary Craig. It is May 14, 2023. And let's open with prayer. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. Thank you, Lord God, for the body and blood sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. Thank you for his life of radical obedience, perfect personal, perpetual obedience, even to death on the cross. Thank you that he fulfilled all righteousness, even to dying to pay the penalty for sin, redeeming those for whom he died by his blood, the sacrifice of himself. Thank you that he brought the reconciliation that overcomes alienation from you, that by this reconciliation we can know you as Father. Thank you that Jesus bore your wrath, bore the curse, bore the sin, and bore the glory. Jesus destroyed the works of darkness, defeating Satan and his kingdom publicly. Thank you, Lord God, for the sending of the Holy Spirit. And we ask that the Holy Spirit come as the Spirit of truth, guiding us into the truth, that he come as the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, revealing Jesus to us. Lord, open our eyes to comprehend, perceive, and understand what you have for us today. Help us to get this message that Jude is giving by the superintending influence of your Holy Spirit. 25 verses, but every one important. Open the eyes of our minds, open the eyes of our hearts to receive. Help us to pay attention. And Lord, honor our desire to glorify you today. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory and thank you for whatever you are willing to do in our lives. For you are holy and you are sovereign. In Jesus' name, amen.
Series, The Gift of the Holy Spirit, Message, Jude, Part 2. Okay, so the message, Jude, Part 2. Okay. Let's review how the Epistle of Jude begins. This is the New King James Version, Jude 1, verses 1 to 4. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. In part one, we looked at the first 13 verses in Jude. Jude 1:14 to 16 says, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, also prophesied about them. Behold, the Lord is coming with myriads of his holy ones to execute judgment on everyone, and to convict all the ungodly of every ungodly act of wickedness and every harsh word spoken against him by ungodly sinners. These men are discontented grumblers, following after their own lusts. Their mouths spew arrogance. They flatter others for their own advantage. Remember, Jude is addressing the issue of certain unnamed men who had slipped in alongside of others, unnoticed, ones about whom it has been written in God's book of judgment long beforehand. These had presently come to Jude's attention, and Jude, under the superintending influence of the Holy Spirit, that they now have knowledge of, are for the purpose of entering into the condemnation, the ones who are distorting the grace of our God into indecent sensuality, even the one Master God and Lord of us, Jesus Christ, while to their own detriment, denying. So now, in this message, we continue in Jude, starting with Jude 1, 17 to 19. So in the New King James Version, Jude 1, 17 to 19. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. We are in a war of words, and we are to remember the words spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Essentially, Jude is saying, I expect you, beloved believers, to submit yourselves, not just intellectually to the words of the apostles, but in spirit, to receive the force of the truth of God, the Holy Spirit, in this matter. This is not an unusual expectation from the Lord. Most of what we commonly refer to as, quote, doing God's will, quote, is actually obediently, quote, receiving, quote, his words on significant matters in faith, believing that God's Spirit is capable to work out his truth in us in order that we might accomplish it. Okay? And those little sections there were from Reverend Jim Craig. And now here's some more from Reverend Jim Craig. Mockers are individuals who engage in childish behavior. Children behave the way they do in large part because of what they lack internally at the time, namely, complete development. Their, quote, immaturity, quote, is often demonstrated by general self-centeredness and occasionally by attempts of aggression in the form of mocking and making fun of those they oppose. They work with what resources they have. These unbelievers tear apart the church. They are soulish ones. In a similar fashion, the unbeliever is characterized by what they lack internally at the time, namely the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit of God. So again, that was Reverend Jim Craig. And now here is Jude 1, 20 to 23 in the ESV. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, that leads to eternal life, and have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. So again, that was Jude 1, 20 to 23. So what is the true believer called to do in this cosmic war of words? Jude calls those in Christ, quote, beloved, quote. He exhorts. Now I have a list of seven exhortations. One, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Two, pray in the Holy Spirit. Three, keep yourselves in the love of God, i.e., stay loyal to the one true and living God with supreme loyalty and attachment. Four, wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Five, have mercy on those who doubt. Six, save others by snatching them out of the fire. Seven, to others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Okay, so those were the seven exhortations. Jude refers only twice to the Holy Spirit within this short letter. It's verse 19 and verses 20 and 21. Okay, he refers only twice to the Holy Spirit within this short letter. The false ones, says Jude, are the ones who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. The word translated, quote, sensual, quote, here, is the same word used in James 3, verse 15. It refers to the natural man. We have a reference, 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man is without the Holy Spirit. Three apostles use this term for the unregenerate, those who stand in contrast to the spiritual man, or one that has received the Holy Spirit. So the unregenerate are those who they stand in contrast to the spiritual man or one that has received the Holy Spirit. The natural man lives according to reason. He has not received the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The one who has not the spirit is not Christ's, Romans 8:9. The natural man, and I don't care if he is 99.44% pure, okay, like that soap, has not the Spirit. The natural man has not the Spirit. To have the Holy Spirit is to have him occupy the heart of one he has regenerated and to whom he has revealed Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Without the Holy Spirit, one is dead. John 6, verse 63. The Holy Spirit is the life maker, the life producer. In verses 20 and 21, Jude describes a life of fellowship with the Holy Spirit, a life of prayer resulting from that fellowship. Believers are to build themselves up, having all the objects of faith as a foundation. Believers are to be active in the process. To pray in the Holy Spirit is to be prompted by the heart of the Holy Spirit with the mind of Christ in order to do the will of the Father. It is to allow the Holy Spirit to govern our prayer life. The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside, the effective helper. The words of Christ assist in the process. The believer is to assist in the process. We are to yield to the Holy Spirit's impulses, heed his strivings, submit ourselves unto his governing rule. We are to keep ourselves in the love of God. We are to build up ourselves on or in our most holy faith. Through the Spirit, we mortify the deeds of the body. Mourn over sin, turn away from it, and press to the high calling of Jesus Christ. Jesus died for, and it's all bold in the notes here, our sin. Okay, Jesus died for our sin in our place. We are to die to, that's all bold as well, we are to die to sin. The emphasis is on the expectation to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Find out what pleases the Lord. As to, quote, praying in the Holy Spirit, quote, Jude 1:21, A.W. Pink notes, and this is a big quote, by his prompting and power, now God discerns between the motions of nature, the lustings of the flesh, the longings of grace, and the desires wrought by the Spirit. Proverbs 16, verse 2. That which the Spirit produces in the saint is, first, in accord with God's nature, spiritual and holy. Second, it is according to God's word. Third, it is according to God's purpose, for the Spirit is fully cognizant of all the divine counsels. Fourth, it is according to God's glory. The Spirit creates within us holy desires. The Son presents them. The Father understands and approves them. Quote, and that was A.W. Pink, The Holy Spirit, 1974, page 146. Okay. In Jude 1, 22 and 23, and have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Jude gives expectations for times when we, quote, contend for the faith, quote, and when we witness to others. He warns and cautions that we must have our guards up while having mercy with unbelievers, with those who doubt. We must guard ourselves while snatching others out of the fire. We must hate sin and what it does to people clothed in unrighteousness and not clothed with the righteousness of Christ. So we show mercy with fear. Every believer is vulnerable. We must be strong in the Lord and always seeking Him and asking Him what He purposes to do. What is the mind of Christ? What is the heart of the Holy Spirit? And if He goes so far and no farther at the present time in someone's life, then obey and trust, capital H, Him. When someone is, quote, ripe fruit, quote, he will make it very plain. That's capital he, capital H, he will make it very plain. We need to be fine-tuned as to our spiritual senses, lest we become ensnared ourselves. So, may the Holy Spirit help us to persevere in the faith as we are being sanctified and prepared to stand in the presence of God's glory. And now to finish, we have three main points. Number one, let's be on guard, be aware, watch, and keep away from those things that might snag us. Pride goes before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. We are never totally, quote, well, quote. We do better to remind ourselves of our vulnerability and fallen natures and the wiles of the devil. Main point number two, Let's remember Jude's admonition about greed and Reverend Jim Craig's comments. And those are, in a biblical sense, greed is defined by or characterized by one's dissatisfaction with the place they occupy. And so they each engage in rebellion against God in their individual ways, greedily seeking selfish gain at any cost. The war cry of the greedy might be, "Hey, that's not fair," or, "That should be mine instead." Okay, that was from Reverend Jim Craig. And main point number three, and the last one. Let's thank the living God that He is faithful, that He who calls us is faithful and also will do it. Amen. Now my notes say, please stand for the benediction. And this is the doxology. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time or before any age, and now and forever. Amen. And that was Jude 24 and 25 from the ESV.
All right, thank you, and let's pray. Father God, we do come before You in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we do ask for the Holy Spirit to help us to persevere in the faith, Lord, as we are being sanctified and prepared to stand in the presence of God's glory. Lord, help us to be on guard and to be aware, to watch and keep away from those things that might snag us. God, Jude speaks of pride and greed. And Lord, help us to stay humble before You and not have a haughty spirit which goes before destruction. Help us to remind ourselves without getting into the mire of focusing only on our total depravity. But to remind ourselves of our vulnerability and fallen natures and the wiles of the devil. But Lord, to counter that, help us to focus on Jesus and who we are in Christ. Let us remember Jude and the admonition about greed. And help us to remember, Lord, that help us to be satisfied with all that we have in Christ Jesus. That we are not greedily seeking selfish gain at any cost. And Lord, we must remember life is not fair. And especially when You, Lord, are granting us favor and Your people cry out to You for Your mercy and Your grace and Your favor and Your blessing. And so when You do that in our lives and in the lives of true believers, Lord, to the unbeliever, is that fair? So God, help us to thank You. You are a faithful God, and all that is involved in our salvation. You are faithful, and You also will do it. And we give You the praise today. We give You the glory. And we thank You, Lord. We have no idea why us. We don't know why we were chosen, but we know that when we are born out of God and when we are born again, Lord, we are chosen. And that was before the foundation of the world, before anything was created, according to that eternal covenant. And we thank you, Lord God. That is all because of your grace and all to the praise of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.